Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. And welcome to the Kingdom of Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We pray that you hear us clearly, and we apologize for the inconvenience. The Lord has inspired us to reprogram our program, and tonight we are positioning ourselves to enter into the presence from the outer court to the inner court to the holies of holies. So if depression has had you down and oppression profound, we're here tonight to minister music, to soothe the mind, and heal the soul. I'm your host, Evangelist Deborah Jackson, an MBA, ministering effectively in music and in business, raising up an army that is equipped to do the work of ministry in the marketplace. And I'm an advocate, advocating for change. So tonight, you'll see me operating in as a triple threat, ministering in music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And if you've got talent, I challenge you to dare to dream. On May 26th, 27th, and 28th, and celebrating Mental Health Month, it's always been a part of the outreach ministry of CME, Mental Health Ministry, to promote advocacy, recovery, and wellness. So we have more information to share that with you. We've got an awesome program to inspire healing and recovery. So tonight, We'd like to share 1 hour in music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. If you'd like to call in, the lines are open. You can call in at 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. The mic is open for you to share your comments, prayer, or if you have a praise report, give us a call here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live at 657-383-0957, 877-497-1796. Ministry music to soothe the mind and heal the soul with Deborah Jackson Live.
Thank you.
I hear the chains falling. Do you hear the chains falling in your community? I discovered that the Spirit of the Lord. Is upon the prophet Isaiah, that because of the Lord, he was anointed to set the captives free and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance.
Thank you.
listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Philippians 2:10 speaks that at the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow and every tongue in heaven. Those that in heaven and on those on the earth and on those that are the earth. So, under the heaven and those under the earth. Rise up. Philippians 2:11, and that every tongue shall confess, and that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Because of the blood, there is power. Because of the cross, there is power. Because of the sacrifice that Jesus made for you and I, every chain is broken. Because of the blood, we have life, life more abundantly. So as we press these next few minutes, it's now 11:22. Ministering music with the message. And the message is tonight, you've got the power. You got the power to speak those things as though they are. You have the power within. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're in the world, but we're not the world. God has given us a greater power. And all we have to do is just open up our mouth and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Because I have the power, kingdom authority. Jesus told his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. Are you troubled tonight? God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word day and night and you will prosper and be successful in the things of God. See, when we look to the hills from which our help comes from the Lord. And at midnight, oh, in silence, we're in prison. They prayed and praised their way. And the chains were broken. David danced. I don't know about you, but they told me that he danced. His clothes, his garments, oh. See, trouble will come. Tests will come. But because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we have power to break every chain. First Peter says, in 2 chapter 9 verse says, because you are chosen, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a royal nation. God's special possession. A peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, which in past times past, we were not his people. But now you and I are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. But let us have our conversations honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you and I as evildoers, I pray this is encouraging you. Has this letter written by Peter to the saints? He was exhorting them to live a holy life. So as we lead by example, others will follow, that by our good works we will glorify God in the day of visitation. So my beloved, as Tamala man says, take me to the king. I challenge you to examine your heart and be mindful that, as Peter written in 1 Peter 2 and 13, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For it is God's will that with well doing that we will put to silence the ignorance of foolishness. As believers, we are set free, as free as not using our liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. My beloved, we ought to honor all men and love the brotherhood and fear God and honor the king. The word tells us that servants be subjected to your master with all fear, and not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy of a man, for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongly. But for what glory is it when we buffet for your faults? And you shall take it patiently. But if when we do well and suffer for it, check this out, and take it patiently. Peter says, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto, you and I are called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow his steps. Any man be in Christ is a new creation, a new creature. We're a new spirit being. The old man has passed away. The new man must pick up the cross and deny himself. And the rewards, you're given power to trample over serpents, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And when you pray, the Bible says the effectual prayers of the righteous avail of much, because you've been given power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. To break every chain. Break your routine. Perhaps you're fighting.
There is power
for that power. Maybe you're fighting for your life. You're fighting. Get the last word to prove a point. And it just seems like no one's listening. And they are against you. Well, I'm here to encourage you tonight not to give up, but press to the mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Because there is power. And it's by knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go into the Father unless they come to Christ. So you want the power? Don't give up. Know that God loves you. And he wants you to rise up and be a part of that army. Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.lawtalkradio. If depression has you down, oppression profound, and you need a healing for your soul, see me, changing minds through enrichment. You're a safe space, advocacy and support group to promote advocacy, healing, and recovery. Many that suffer from mental health don't quite understand that recovery is possible and that there are four dimensions of recovery. Four major dimensions that support a life in recovery. And that is health. Health makes being informed, healthy choices that support physical and emotional well-being. The home, having a stable and safe place to live. Third, purpose. Engaging in meaningful daily activities, such as housing, going to school, working, volunteering, caring for your family, or being creative, working independently, earning an income and resources to participate in society. And fourth, community, building healthy relationships and social networks that provide support. See me, 717-379-1503, if you or if you know someone that is struggling with a mental health problem. You may or they may want to develop a written recovery plan. So see me at 717-379-1503. We're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live. For those of you who have been tuning in the very hour, we want to share with you that Kingdom of God is not food and drink, but it's of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So as we go, we'd like to invite you to some upcoming events. We call it the Kingdom Focus Gathering. We have several things that are taking place. We got Pentecost Sunday that's coming up on June 4th, 2017, which will be held in New York at our new facility. It's called the Gathering Villa.
And because we got the victory, hallelujah, that's why we're going to forever praise Him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your Jeep. Is that all right for the young folk? If I get any young folk in here that love the Lord?
Lift up your hands, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Come on. Come on if you want the King of Glory to come in. King of Glory!